This meeting is now being recorded.
Terrific. Thank you so much. Well, welcome everyone. Thank you for joining today's call. This is the Transition Program Facilitation Management call on the 3rd of May, 2016. This monthly call was started a while back as a mechanism to share with you timelines relating to the IANA stewardship transition so that you have visibility and predictability into the work that we are doing. So on today's call, we'd like to briefly review the ICANN bylaws timeline with you. Then we'll move into the CSC, or Customer Standing Committee, and RZERC, Root Zone Evolution Review Committee topics. Some of you may have received an email from Jonathan and Lisa today regarding these two new bodies that the CWG stewardship recommended be formed. So we'd like to take just a few minutes and talk about them a bit. And then we'll open it up for any other business and then close out the meeting. Any questions or comments before we go ahead and get started? All right, well, let's move on to the next slide then, please. Thank you. And maybe, Yuko, if you can release the ability for people to zoom in and scroll, that would be terrific, because I know the graphic is a bit small there. But we wanted to show you this slide that has some of the USG key dates on it at the very top in the orange bar there, and then some of the ICANN key dates in the, oh, I don't know what color that is, sort of the brownish, greenish color bar in the middle. And then at the bottom are the key dates relating to the ICANN bylaws drafting process. And as you can see, you know, the next sort of key date for us as it relates to the bylaws drafting process is May 27th. That's when NTIA expects to receive the adopted ICANN bylaws so that it can complete its review and issue a report on June 10th. So as you know, the draft ICANN bylaws were posted for public comments on April 21st. We're now a little bit over a week into a 30-day comment window, and we're monitoring the public comment forum as well as any discussions that are ongoing in the community to be as prepared as possible to address any comments that may come in as part of the public comment process. And this is because, as you can see there, when the public comment window closes on May 21st, there isn't a whole lot of time for us to summarize and analyze the comments and make any updates as necessary, and then also for the board to then adopt the bylaws. So it's just a very tight time frame that we'll be working with. So we're keeping a close eye on all of the discussions that are ongoing, as well as on any comments that will be submitted to the public comment forum. We'll also be keeping a close eye on that May 27th date there. So with that, I'll just take a pause and see if there are any comments or anything that anyone on the call would like to share as it relates to the ICANN bylaws. Okay, I see Andrew type in a comment in the chat room that the IAB will certainly be sending in a comment. Thank you for that, Andrew. And then Thomas, please go ahead.
Thanks very much, Trang. Hello, everyone. This is just to let you know that the CCWG is reviewing the bylaws, and we have a call scheduled to discuss whether the draft bylaws match exactly what we had in our report. There are a couple of questions where our group discusses whether the draft bylaws accurately capture the spirit or even the language of our report. But I should say that there are not a lot of questions surrounding this. So we will use the opportunity of the public comment period to file public comment in areas where where our group sees the need for maybe clarification or change. But it would be premature to speak to the outcome of that, but just to let you know that there are only a few things that our group discusses. So again, we would like to go on record thanking the drafting teams who have done an excellent job in translating our lengthy report, 350 pages, including appendices in updated bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that that update, Thomas. That's great to hear that the CCWG is having ongoing discussions as it relates to the bylaws, and we'll be getting some feedback on that. And Nurani, I saw your hand come up a little while ago. Did you have anything that you wanted to share? Okay. All right, thank you. Anything else on ICANN bylaws? All right, well, great. It looks like there's some discussions are ongoing around this, and we look forward to receiving any comments. Let's then now move on to the next topics of the CSC and the RZERG. I see that Lisa has joined. I don't see Jonathan in the Adobe Connect room. Lisa, we didn't have an opportunity to coordinate on this, but I have a couple. Oh, Jonathan is on. Hi, Jonathan. Apologies, we didn't have an opportunity to coordinate on this. We have prepared a couple of slides with a very high-level overview of the CSC and RZERG. And I didn't know if either one of you would like to talk to these, or I'm happy to talk to them, and then you can add any comments if you like. All right, terrific. Thank you, Lisa. Then I will go ahead and just provide an overview of these two bodies, and then Jonathan and Lisa can chime in. As I mentioned, the CWG proposal recommended that two new bodies be formed. One of them is the Customer Standing Committee, or CSC. The CSC will be formed to essentially provide oversight of PTI's performance against the service level targets that will be included in the ICANN PTI contract. And it will also be undertaking remedial action in order to address any poor performance by PTI, and as part of that process, escalate any performance issues to the CCNSO and GNSO. The other thing that it could also do is review and recommend changes to the performance targets for PTI. The CWG proposal recommended that the CSC be comprised of members and liaisons. The members will be from the CCTOD, so two CCTOD registry operators and two GTOD registry operators. And then additionally and optionally, one more member could be appointed from a TOD that is not a CCTOD or GTOD, so that would include .ARPA, .MIL, and .gov. In terms of liaisons, there will be one liaison, or there can be one liaison, appointed from each of the SOs and ACs, so as you can see there. One liaison could be appointed from the NRO or the ASO, one from the RSAC, one from the GNSO non-registry, so essentially the registrar stakeholder group or the non-contracted party house of the GNSO, the ALAC, the GAC, and the SAC. PTI could also appoint one liaison to the CSC as well. And again, the CSC role is to monitor PTI performance for the naming services only, and that's why you see the arrow with the eye pointing to just the naming function and not all three functions for PTI. So let me take a pause there and see if Jonathan or Lisa would like to chime in with any additional thoughts or comments. Jonathan, apologies that we couldn't hear you before. Jonathan and Lisa, if either one of you are talking, you are mute.
Jonathan has lost audio and he will lock out and come back again. And I think we would like to take the CSC and the RSAC and then chime in at the end. So if we can take both committees and then we'll add our comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Let's move on to the next slide then, please. The Root Zone Evolution Review Committee, or RZERC, is the other committee that the CWG had recommended be formed. This committee's role will essentially be providing the ICANN board with advice as it relates to architectural and operational changes to the Root Zone. That is going to be its primary function. The RZERC will be comprised of representatives from the bodies that you see there below, from the ASO, FSAC, the Registry Stakeholder Group, the IETF, the RSAC, the CCNSO, one representative from the ICANN board, one representative from the Root Zone Maintainer, and one representative from the PTI. And again, the primary role of the RZERC is to consider issues relating to the operation or architecture of the Root Zone, and then advising the ICANN board as it relates to those types of changes. So that's a very high level overview of the CSC and the RZERC. And I don't know if Jonathan has now logged back in or has
audio. No, it seems he's not there yet.
Okay.
I don't know. This is Lisa, yeah. But I can briefly inform you that regarding the RSAC charter, you send it to us to circulate that for the CWG, and the plan is to send it today to the CWG with a 2 weeks comment period. And we have a meeting coming up in 10 days' time, and we'll discuss it further there at that call. So that's in process for the CWG to review and comment on. And I know Jonathan would like to talk to the email he sent out, we discussed and sent out earlier this week. I don't know if he's joined yet.
Thank you, Lisa. While we wait for Jonathan to dial back in, maybe what we can do is move on to the next slide and take a look at the timing of when things will actually occur on both the CSC side and on the RZERC side. So maybe we can do that while we wait for Jonathan to dial back in. Next slide, please.
Perfect.
So this next slide is the RZERC. It's on the RZERC formation process and timeline. As Lisa mentioned, we have been working with the Implementation Oversight Task Force and with Alan Greenberg, who was the design team lead on the RZERC topic, to finalize a draft of the RZERC charter. As Lisa mentioned, it will be circulated to the CWG for a 2-week review period. After the CWG review, we will be posting the charter for a 30-day public comment period. So currently we're anticipating that would occur in the middle of May through the middle of June. And then after that, the board will consider any public comments received and then also approve the charter. After the charter is approved, ICANN will be reaching out to the organizations that we showed you on the last slide to ask that they make an appointment and so that the RZERC can be formed by the middle of August, which is when ICANN needs to submit the implementation report to NTIA. So at a high level, that is sort of the steps, next steps that need to occur and the timing around it. Next slide, please. So now, if we take a look at the CSC, in terms of the timing around this, the CWG stewardship proposal has already included a charter for the CSC. So we don't have to go through the process of actually defining a charter because it's already there. So the process that we have or the implementation activities that we have around the CSC is to actually define the process by which we would be reaching out to the SOs and ACs so that they can then in turn use their own internal processes to appoint candidates to the CSC. The process is a bit more complicated on the CSC side because there are actually candidates, there are members and liaisons that needs to be appointed by the various SOs and ACs and then forwarded on to the CCNSO and GNSO Council, who would then make a final approval of the final CSC membership composition. So there's a little bit more steps involved in forming the CSC, and we've been working with Donna Austin as well as with Katrina, who I see has joined us today, figuring out the details of those processes and on drafting the request from ICANN to the various SOs and ACs so that they could start their appointment process. The timing that we are tentatively looking at for the CSC is to issue that request to the various SOs and ACs or appointing bodies. Sort of in the middle of May or a little bit after that, but certainly within the second half of May to trigger the process. The various SOs and ACs would then be encouraged to use their own internal processes to appoint candidates at the time that they deem appropriate for them. I know that some SOs and ACs would like to start the process sooner rather than later, and then there are some that would need to go through the process of defining their own internal processes first before they can appoint candidates, so that may take a little bit longer. So the timing in terms of when they want to trigger the internal processes is up to them. All that we ask is that the various appointing bodies appoint the candidates by towards the end of July so that those candidates can be forwarded on to the CCNSO and GNSO councils to make a final approval by middle of August, certainly before we have to submit our implementation report to NTIA. So that's a high-level overview of the steps involved in forming the CSC as well as timing that we're considering. This timing is still under discussion, so things may move a little bit, but as of today, this is sort of the timelines that we are considering. Alan, I see you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. 2 points. First of all, I note that the liaison positions are optional. So although the ACs may wish to have a liaison immediately, there's no obligation for them to, and that should not act as a appointing someone in time should not delay any of the other processes. That notwithstanding, since the CCNSO and the GNSO have approval rights over the candidate, it would be really useful if sooner rather than later they tell us what the criteria is they're going to use for that approval. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. You are right that the liaison position is optional and not mandatory. You did raise an interesting thing that we hadn't considered and we'll probably need to have some discussion, which is that if they don't initially appoint a liaison, but if a particular SO or AC does not initially appoint a liaison, this GNSO and CCNSO then proceed to approve a final composition of the CSC membership, including members and liaisons. And then at some point after that, the SO and AC that initially did not appoint a liaison would like to now appoint a liaison. How we, what would that process look like? So we'll make note of that and think about that a bit.
Yeah, Trang, if I may have a follow-on, there's always going to be turnover in this group, so there has to be an ongoing process to name someone after the beginning. So regardless of whether the ALAC, for instance, names someone day one, there's got to be a process for approving new people as we go ahead.
Yes, certainly, Alan. And I think that the consideration there is whether or not, or is the process, can the process be extended to cover that scenario as well? And I think it can. It just hadn't been one of the things that we had considered. And then if I can address your other, your second question, which was the criteria for the GNSO and CCNSO approval, that will be included with the when I can issue the request, formal request for DSOs and ACs to appoint candidates. But essentially, the CCNSO and GNSO is not in position to really challenge the SOs or ACs approval, their consideration in terms of the final approval of the full composition of the CSC will be to ensure there is diversity in terms of geography and skill set. And we're taking that under advisement. So thank you so much for your comment. There are several hands up now, and so let's see how we manage the queue from here. Steve had a question. Steve Crockett has a question in the chat room. So these dates, or are there dates set for the first meetings of the CSC and RZERC? And then another comment is that I think it will help make this feel more real to the appointing bodies if there is a date of the first meeting. Thank you, Steve. Okay, and I do see your hand up. Was that your question, Steve, or is there anything else that you'd like to add to that?
No, I raised my hand for an entirely different matter, but thank you for repeating my questions in the chat room. That was just advisory to the to move things along so that the appointment process feels real and is taken seriously by the seriously has a wrong tone to it, but it provides a sense of urgency to the appointing bodies. Different comment, reason why I raised my hand. This is an excellent set of slides, and you've gone into, I think, exactly the right level of depth for each of these things. The question I'm asking myself is what is missing from this picture in terms of the whole, the totality, and one area that I think is less visible to everyone is the cutover process, the agreements with VeriSign, all of that that is happening sort of behind the scenes in a way, or at least handled in a different fashion, but I think has to be have some level of visibility so that we have a complete picture of the transition process.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for that. And we'll take a note of that. We currently, you're right, we currently don't have a date for the first meeting set for the CSC and RZERC. We'll make note of that suggestion and see what we can do. And then I don't see Lisa's hand up, but you guys said Lisa, did you have your hand up and then was it taken down? I think you were next in the queue. If not, we'll
I just withdrawn and pass it over to Jonathan. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you very much, Lisa. Jonathan, please go ahead.
Thanks. Trying 2 points. One is a question, I suppose. Is it certain that the CSC charter as defined in the proposal is final? I just want to be sure that that's not a draft charter or check that. That's one. Second, I think I guess following on from Alan and Steve's point, when we make the call for appointees or for when we send out the call for the various appointments, it's to, even if we don't place a specific date, to indicate when we expect the CSC and the RZERC to first meet. It's kind of as a sort of call to action or a reminder that, as Steve says, that this makes it somewhat more real. So. My suggestion is that we may not want to pin down an exact decade, a quarter or even a month when we anticipate first meetings taking place. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. Alan, is that a new hand, Alan?
Thank you. Just as a follow-on to my last comment, even if the CCNSO or GNSO are only going to reject someone based on balance and diversity, there still needs to be clarity. If, for instance, they decide that there are too many North Americans on the group, who gets rejected? Is it arbitrary? Are they going to pick the liaisons because liaisons aren't important, and therefore essentially favoring the statutory members? We need some clarity as to how the selection is going to be made to really allow this to go forward properly. Otherwise, without that kind of clarity ahead of time, you're really putting the ACs and any other groups doing liaisons in a very awkward position for knowing how to pick and what to do. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. One of the things that we are considering is asking that the SO and ACs do their best effort to appoint a primary candidate and a secondary candidate and to have as much diversity as possible between those candidates so as to provide the CCNSO and GNSL councils with some flexibility in terms of, forming that final composition of the CSC membership. So that's one way that we're looking at in terms of trying to address that issue. Nurani, you have your hand up. Please go ahead. Nurani?
Sorry, I started speaking to mute myself. Hello, everyone. I just thought it would be useful to clarify from a numbers perspective. Early on when when the idea of the CC was formed, we made very clear from a numbers perspective that we saw no sort of a numbers community to be represented in this review process, as it only pertains to names and as the numbers function as its own review process. We will, however, speak to the NRO ASO just to make sure that I presume that it would be helpful to get some sort of official clarification on this so that there is no waiting for any of the liaisons from the NRO AC. So that doesn't upset the timeline in any way.
Thank you, Nurani. Thank you for that clarification. So we do note the comment that the CRISP team had made to the ICG a while back relating to this. We wanted to share with you here just sort of the what the CWG stewardship proposal had recommended. Certainly, as mentioned before, it is not a requirement for all of the SOs and ACs to appoint a liaison. So thank you very much for that clarification. Any other comments or questions relating to either the RZERC or the CSC? I saw a comment in the chat room about potentially a timeline relating to the PTI, and we can certainly, we do have that, and we can certainly share that next on the next call. Okay. All right. Well, if there is nothing else around the CSC and RZERC, let's open it up for any other business at this point. I had mentioned that we'll share with this group some information relating to the PTI formation timeline, et cetera, and we'll do that on the next call. Is there anything else that anyone would like to bring up under any other business? Jonathan, please go ahead.
I think I don't recall that you flagged this. I did have a bit of audio outage for a while, but there will be some work going on in the near future in and around the legals of the PTI articles of incorporation,
bylaws and so on. So that's another track of work that I don't think I saw mentioned here, in addition to and in coordination with the work on the ICANN bylaws.
Thank you, Jonathan. Yes, we did not cover that topic on today's call, but thank you for that reference. You're right. There's some work ongoing around that, and we can certainly share more information in terms of timelines. By next month's call, I would assume that we would have a draft that would have been circulated, at least for the PTI bylaws and articles of incorporation, circulated for review. So we should be able to share some additional information around PTI on next month's call. Andrew, you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Thanks. I guess this is another concern about waiting another month to get sort of status on PTI. So you just said that you think that there'll be stuff circulated around the bylaws for PTI and so on in advance. So does that mean it's going to be circulated among this group or publicly, or because if the answer is, well, we don't have any status to report yet, but in a week you're going to see something, then that's okay. But if what you're saying is that we're not going to hear anything for another month, I'm a little nervous about that.
Thanks, Andrew. No, actually, work is ongoing. We have actually been working with the Implementation Oversight Task Force on the process for review of these documents. And we had just a discussion with the group last Wednesday and received some feedback on that process, and then we'll be reviewing that process again with the group on this week's call, which is, I think, scheduled for tomorrow. But no, work is ongoing. We anticipate that we'll have a draft of the PTI bylaws and articles of incorporation that could be ready to be shared by the end of this week. The process on next steps and how to work with sharing that information and working with CITLI is something that we've been in discussions with the Implementation Oversight Task Force on. So Jonathan has his hand up. Let me go to Jonathan.
Trying just to support you, and I hope I didn't cause any concern about the bylaws work. Yes, as you say, in the IOTF, in the Implementation Oversight Group, we will make sure we get a process ironed out. We'll work through that and share that and work with that with the CWG as a whole and the client committee of the CWG to the extent from external lawyers. So there is a process going on, Andrew, and it won't be silent until the next meeting of this group.
Elisa, please go ahead.
Thanks. Yeah, so just to reinforce something I said in the chat, I think there's, as people have just said, there's the work going on with the Articles of Incorporation and the bylaws of PTI. There's then also going to be the ICANN PTI contract, two big pieces of work that where there will be solicitations from the operational communities and from the public for comments, all as we saw from the earlier timelines that were shown on this call, in the course of not very many months and potentially overlapping and so on. And so I think my comment about the PTI timeline in particular was that better to have all of those people know in advance that their comment is going to be sought and that they will have, potentially multiple different 30-day periods to collect their thoughts and provide comments on substantial documents, better that they know that in advance so they can plan for it, because those things are a little hard to plan for, especially in the summer sometimes. So I agree with the sentiment that getting the timeline out to people so that they know in advance, even if the actual documents themselves aren't ready to go for public comment, would be very helpful.
Thank you very much, Elisa, for that. We actually have been discussing sort of a timeline with the IOTF or the Implementation Oversight Task Force. I wanted to share it with that group tomorrow, and then maybe after that we can circulate it to this group, this TPFM group as well. Jonathan, is that a new hand? Okay. All right. So let's we'll make a note to circulate the timeline that are around the PTI formation, including the bylaws, the articles of incorporation, and the contract. And when it's anticipated things will be drafted, when the community review process would take place, and when the public comment period would take place. So we'll make a note to circulate that to this group. Anything else that anyone would like to bring up? Okay, seeing no hands and no other comments in the chat room, I guess we will go ahead and close this month's call. We have taken an action to circulate the timeline around the PTI processes to the group, so we'll do that after probably later on this week after we've had a chance to share it with the IOTF first. And so the other thing that I'd like to note again is to keep an eye out for the communications and information as it relates to the RZERC charter and as it relates to the CSV formation coming from ICANN soon. So thank you so much, everyone, for your time and for joining today's call. And we will talk again next month. Thank you.